so bad you wanna die. Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life? Ever wanna live so bad you wanna die? Ever cried and cried until you can't cry? Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose to life? Living in my own car while making minimum.
Well, from my camera. Hi, welcome to Boys Do Cry. This is a mental health podcast.
Yeah, and in case you're like listening to season two for the first time, boys is gender neutral.
Boys is gender neutral.
Yeah, we've reclaimed
boys. And this is actually, if you're watching on YouTube, this is on YouTube now.
Yeah.
There's a video component. We're trying it out so you can see.
You're here for us. The growth.
You can see us in all of our glory live. Well, not live, but we're here in the Rampage office at Fresno City College.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is...
Who are you?
My name is Ram Reyes. I'm bipolar. I have bipolar 2 disorder that we discovered in season one. That was the story arc of season one.
It wasn't borderline. We thought it was borderline.
Turned out
to be bipolar.
Turned out to be bipolar 2.
Yeah.
Yeah, bipolar type 2. And you're...
My name is Paulina Rodriguez. I don't know what I have, like anxiety, PTSD. Yeah.
A lot. Just...
Yeah,
things.
I mean, I was officially diagnosed with PTSD.
Oh, really? When?
My last therapist, because...
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's dope.
She was just like, you're coming out of depression, you have anxiety and PTSD.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's real. And welcome. Welcome to the pod.
I'm just going to drink tea.
This is actually just, yeah, this is an ASMR podcast now. We're just going
to... This season, we're surrounded by plants because Boo Boo came by and... I was like, this is how we have to do it all the time.
Oh, did she come by? Like
earlier? No, like when she came on the episode.
Oh yeah, episode 11 of season one.
I have rose petals here.
Yeah.
Because we're going to talk about love this episode. And
yeah, love.
Roses are supposed to be love.
Let's talk about season one's, what is it called? Theme? Was foundations?
Season two is foundation.
Oh, season two is foundation. What was season one?
I don't fucking know. We were tearing down our foundation.
Season one was just burning everything down for a little bit.
Yeah, we were uprooting a lot of things.
Yeah, we're uprooting and now we're planting.
Yeah.
I feel like we planted it already. Now we just got to tend what we planted.
We got to make sure we got a good foundation.
We planted the seeds of the mental, of this pod, of our mental well-being.
That's true. So many people a lot of people have talked to me about this, like, did they actually listen
and it's helped them? Wild.
Yeah. And then, I wanted it to be the first episode to be love because I'm like, I realize I don't know how to accept love.
Yeah. I don't know either. I'm like, when people say they listen, I'm like, oh,
I have a wall. I'm like, I don't know who she is.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to say. And I'm like, we've had that conversation or like. I've had this conversation with my therapist where it's like, I don't know how to receive love. And this is most apparent in like romantic. Mm. I feel like most people find it in romantic relationships because I don't know, that's like the most explicit form.
Mm.
But like, I don't know how to receive it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how to, I'm pretty open into giving it away. But once I get it, it's like so uncomfortable because I don't know how to do.
Same. I actually learned about that, like, you know how the last season I was like, something's wrong. I realized a lot of things were triggering me, but then I found out like a lot of the core thing that was being triggered was love.
Mm-hmm.
And like I found out like I don't know how to accept it or really like put it in my life because it's tied with shame.
Yeah. See, mine is tied with like abuse. Because I think we, on our first episode too, we talked about, damn, it's going full circle.
Yeah.
It's going
full
circle.
It always comes down to abuse, man.
Yeah. Season one, we were like, oh, our parents. Mm-hmm. And that's where you learn it. Your parents from the very beginning. And if you had abusive parents, you kind of confuse that with love.
Yeah.
Because they're the first people you learn love from. Mm-hmm. And if they kind of mix that with abuse, you get confused, especially later on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, when you find the real thing, like my the example I always in my mind always gets like, my year long relationship was like pretty good. It was pretty good. There was nothing wrong, and yet I broke up with her because it was so uncomfortable
because
there was nothing going on, and not that there's nothing going on, but it was just like, why does this person like even love me? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like.
Like, dude, I've been trying not to push anyone away like after the summer or even right now.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, Scorpios, man.
No, it's not even a Scorpio. It's not even that I'm a Scorpio. It's literally the trauma. And like, yeah. And I realized how, like, I think I finally got to the root of my trauma. And I was like, because my therapist would always ask me, like, what are you afraid of? And I would like say like things. And then she like wrote this diagram and she's like, you're afraid of pain. And I was like, that's true. Like, everything I would say is rooted in pain. But then she kept asking me that. And I'm like, I don't know. And now I have the answer. It's like love. Like, that's what really scares me.
Love is really, love is really scary.
But like, love is like the core of what you need. Like, we're doing a foundations, right?
Yeah.
This season. Like, love is the foundation.
It truly is. I mean, that's why I want to say that in my heart.
Yeah.
That right now I do this podcast because I love doing it and I love the people listening.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you listening, I love you. I used to be very uncomfortable with the phrase, I love you.
Same. I'm dumb.
I'm a little bit better at it. But now I'm kind of learning for myself, in my personal life. It's not like right now I feel like I could give love like without hesitation and also kind of receive it a little bit better than before. And where I'm like, oh, it was nothing, you know. Mm-hmm. I always kind of like, you kind of downplay yourself. I'm trying not to do that as much. I'm like, yes, I deserve this, and it's kind of like an insult to them if I don't receive it, you know. It's kind of like, well, they're gonna be like, why the fuck did I even tell you that? But like, I'm trying, like, okay, yes, I understand. But now I'm kind of like getting a little bit angry. Like, I'm a part in my therapy is like, I don't know how to express anger. Like, because that also stems with like abusive parents back in the day, where you didn't know what to do. It's
so
either
you just like, you either internalize it,
you either receive, or you either just you internalize it, or you either just be like your parents where they just lash out like they did to you. Or what I did was I just turned that into myself, like self-inflicted anger.
Yeah.
I just hold it in and kind of like, oh, it's my fault. I deserve this.
Yeah.
And then, you know, that leads to shitty thinking where you're just like, well, I don't deserve to live, blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, I'm trying to unpack that. I'm trying to express anger.
Healthy.
In a healthy way, in a healthy, constructive way. And also at the same time, still love that person that I'm angry with, which is kind of hard. I just still don't know how to do that.
Yeah. I think I had like, not issues with anger. Not like it's extreme, but it's like, I definitely, that's how I express like frustration or any feeling. It always came out with anger.
Mm-hmm.
But even like this summer, like I realized like I was feeling like that a lot, especially like, cause I had feels, but like that love feeling, I just didn't like, it was so positive and like so overwhelming, I just couldn't like handle it.
Really?
Like that really triggered me, like, for sure. And I really
thought
about
it. Was it from the podcast or like from the people, or just like in general? Oh, okay.
And then I really thought about it because I'm like, dude, it comes from trauma. Like, I remember, like, this is gonna be, we'll put trigger warnings or whatever.
Yeah, I mean, from the very beginning, we're gonna talk about some, the whole season's gonna be packed, guys. Like, and keep going. I wanna say something about trigger warnings.
But I realized like, when I was six and like I was abused, like I remember my cousin told me like to like stay out, like to stay in a specific place in the night. And then when he came in the middle of the night, like he was on top of me and he told me he loved me, you know?
Whoa.
And at six, like that's so traumatic to like associate like the feeling of fear, but like love. But it's like, that's why I realized like I'm so afraid of love, because in my mind, I know what comes with it. Or
yeah,
what?
But that's not love, though. Exactly.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah,
that's what that person said it was, when it actually wasn't.
But then I really thought about that, and I was like, I was six, and like your mind is still forming, and like that's my association of love.
Yeah, and see, this all comes down to the association of like what love was to you, and I'm proud of you for even like saying this right now, because I know you weren't ready for it, season one.
No, I wasn't.
Yeah, and I knew it. I kind of felt like, okay, well, I'm not going to
push it. Because
it's
hard.
Push it. Yeah.
It's hard to, like, talk about this, because, like, when you talk about it, it's, like, all that pain comes up.
Yeah, but it kind of sucks, but, like, pain is necessary.
That's how you heal. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the first lesson I learned, like, pain demands to be felt.
Yeah, feelings. John Green. Shout out to John Green.
Is that John Green? I thought it was Paulina, but okay.
That was definitely John Green. Oh, man, my camera is, like, super hot over there.
Really? Do you want to pause?
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to... But, yeah, keep talking about...
We're going to take a break. About love? No, not a break. I'm just going to take... No? What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. That one song is true, though.
At one point, we're gonna say that. Right?
Baby, don't hurt me no more. Mm. Yeah, Ram. All right.
Yeah. I don't know what love is. Love is actually, I do know what love is. That's a lie. I do know what it is. It's I read a book about love. All About Love by Bell Hooks, and it's the fact that you can't be over somebody. Like you don't have power over somebody. You're equals. That's like the root of love. Like you kind of just give to that person, you know, that you would give yourself, which is
I think a lot of it, I might know it intellectually or like, like me now, this age, I like understand, but like emotionally, I'm not there yet.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. That makes sense. Cause like sometimes it's like intellectually, you know something. And yet when you actually do it, it's like, it's weird. It's like, oh, I can't handle this. Well, for example, guys, I don't know. I feel like a lot of people put romantic love as, you know, as the only love that they know. But like love encompasses so much, you know, like familial friendships and just, and that should be, romantic love shouldn't be the only like thing that's important. But I know it's still important to a lot of you guys. And I'll tell you a little story that happened today, September, whatever, whenever we're recording.
Perfect
this.
Timing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We should say how we feel.
Oh, yeah. How do we feel?
I feel anxious because we're starting this pod. And I could already tell you now that my camera is fucked up. You can see my face is super white right now. And I don't really want to fix it right now. So I'm sorry. We'll just cut to that camera all the time. But yeah, romantic love. I'm not gonna lie. I love romantic love. That's what I seek. And I definitely asked the girl out today, and get rejected because she has a boyfriend, or I don't know, a boyfriend, girlfriend, partner. Let's just say they have a partner. And I asked her like, "Are you single?" She's like, "Oh no," and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna go jump off a fridge now. Oh, bye. No, but it didn't sting as bad. So lesson is just go for it, guys.
I mean, that takes a lot of courage to just go for it.
I was just really stupid, and I was just like, just fuck it.
You know that one tweet that was like, "I'm not courageous, I'm impulsive."
Yeah, exactly.
I was like, "Damn, at me."
That's exactly it. I was like, "This isn't courage. This is just me, fucking just doing it." But I'm a little bit more standing. I feel like for like past Ram, that would have been such a devastating, like devastating rejection. But now I'm like, well, moving on. Let's move on to the next one. And I was like, God, just give me a break. God, give me one. I'll take care of the next one. I swear. If you just
one.
Just one and done. This is it. Just I'm ready to commit. I'm ready to learn what love is. I'm ready to make it work.
I said that before the summer started, and then I had a bunch of feels, and I'm like, I'm not ready. I lied.
I'm ready.
I'm not ready to go through the pain.
I mean, we have the pod. We have the pod supporters to love support us.
No, you know what though? I started to like look at my life and just start like recognizing like what is love, and like not just in like a romantic like way, but like just looking around my life, and I'm like, I am like surrounded by love, and like, just looking at my family or my friends or the things that I'm involved in, like, this is all love. I just never learned how to recognize it as that.
True.
You know, like, I always thought love looked a certain way.
Yeah.
But it's like, sometimes you spend so much time in your head that you don't even look around you. Yeah,
just like all the things that people do. Just by you listening to this, listener, we should really go into depth of love languages. I want to know our love
language. Dude, yeah. My therapist actually, when I would talk about my mom, she was like, "You guys just have different languages. Like, you have to learn what her language is." And once I like thought about that and I looked at my mom, like, my mom hella loves me, man.
Yeah, no, seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I always say my parents now are like super different people. Although the parents in my head, or like, it's not even parents, it's their voice from the past that I've internalized in my head that is keeping me back. So it's not like I don't blame them, obviously. I mean, I've forgiven them.
Yeah.
And they're wonderful parents. But it doesn't change the fact that internalized voice is still in my head. And I have to like unwind that years and years of like freaking, you know.
Yeah.
And it's hard. And I'm not saying it's going to be easy. It's going to be like super hard, like literally like fucking unwinding the ball of trauma that you have. It's like all these unhealthy patterns in your brain,
yeah,
that you need to unwind. And it's hard work, guys. I'm not gonna lie.
I think like right now with like love, like I'm learning like there's all this trauma. Like if it was all those cords, right, that get like tangled, you gotta kind of like untangle them and put them in like different
boxes. Yeah, it's kind of like when you have a, you know, when you have a headphones and it's in your pocket. I'm just
putting my bra strap up.
You know when you have your like headphones?
Yeah, that's what I try to say. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in your pocket and then you put it on like, oh, you can't even use it yet.
Yeah.
I mean, you can kind of use it, but it's difficult and you're gonna have to like do some weird things.
Yeah, I'd say that's definitely what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Because I didn't realize that. I learned that this year. Like how deep that is, like,
yeah,
just how much pain there is, like with love and shame. I remember I talked to Anjanae. I'm like, it's literally tied with shame. Yeah, that's what love is, and that's why I for don't you, like
yeah,
it.
It's yeah, shame, right?
Yeah.
For me, it's like just anger.
Yeah, it's
just tied in with a lot of anger.
I think there's probably some anger in there too.
Yeah, anger. Dude, anger is an emotion. I don't know how to feel. I do not want to be angry at people, so I get angry at myself. So I can't wait to get the guest on here to talk about anger.
Just talk about anger.
Yeah, we have a lot of guests, guys. We have a lot of guests lined up. It's going to be an exciting season.
What would you say was the first, like, that you can think of, like, a memory that, like, just related to love that kind of you've pushed something away or...
That I pushed something away, like...
Or that love made you uncomfortable.
Love made me uncomfortable. I mean, the first time were like just a memorable one. Because I know my ex was like, that was just, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I feel bad. Or it's like, oh, that was just like, you know, the relationship had problems. But like this person wanted to dedicate their life to me. And I just felt uncomfortable. I didn't know what to do with it. Because I've never felt that before. And I'm like, fuck. And I get more attracted to more abusive type. I don't want to say abusive women, but our interactions can become abusive. And then I kind of confuse that with like, oh, that's like, that's how relationships are, right? Like, and that goes on with like all the dumb media shit I've consumed in my life. And you get this false sense of what love is. And, you know, I feel like a lot of guys have that problem. Like they've had like shitty parents. And not to offend your parents, but shitty upbringing. Let's just say that. You just didn't know how to learn love. And yeah. Just like friends saying I love. I say I love you to my friends all the time now. Like, dude, I love you, dude. But, like, I don't give a shit. And yet I still have problems with receiving it too.
Like, last season, the finale, when I said I love you, like that was a lot. And when I said it, and then after I was like, I do mean it, but damn, Paulina, you've really been growing.
Oh yeah, no, seriously.
Because my freshman year of college, I had this like epiphany with my friends. I'm like, dude, I don't tell you guys I love you guys. And like, I've never told my family. I don't just like openly say it to
them. Yeah, I don't either.
And I was like, I think there's something wrong with me because it literally like makes me uncomfortable to say I love you.
Yeah. Oh, you know, my, because I kind of like, it's September. Yeah, I did like a whole suicide awareness post where it's like, I want you to stay and everything. It was like a whole thing. And you could check our Instagram or something or my, but I knew my parents put it because I have a privacy setting on Facebook where my relatives can't see it, but my friends can. But I put it on like all friends. So all my parents, my mom could see it. And my mom messaged me that night. She's like, I love you, son. And like, I almost cried. But at the same time, I was like, where the fuck was this when I was 4 years old? Yeah, we're a little bit too late, but I appreciate it. But like, where the hell was this when I was six? But that was really sweet. And I was just like having that post be open to all of my relatives. I'm trying to be open a little bit more with like my suicidal thoughts because that is part of my... That is something I'm struggling with. I don't want to keep them out of the loop anymore, you know? And I feel like if I don't, that's just shitty for them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang. I think, like, because I post this on my Facebook. Like, I didn't even think about that, like, family. But, like, low-key, when I'm in family gatherings, I'm like, I hope, I don't know if you listened to it, but if you did, I don't know her. Because it's, no, because it's hard. Because, like, what I'm talking about isn't just, like, how I feel, you know? like things that just affect me. It's things that affect my family, that deal with my family too.
Yeah.
And that's something that I think has, that's another thing that like really was hard for me, like even now. Because I went to yoga and the first time I cried in yoga.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a great time. But like she literally like came out up after, right? And she just like touched my forehead or some shit. And I felt like all this emotion coming up and I wanted to cry. And I just had this memory. And it was when I was in Mexico when I was with my aunt. And it was a very simple memory. Like I was just buying chips and I remember how happy I was and how like just safe and content I was.
Yeah.
And then I started crying because I'm like, when I forgive my uncle, like for the things that he did, like that's what I'm forgiving. Like that's what I had to give up. Like my family, the people that I love the most.
Yeah.
Like they're not in my life anymore and they're probably never going to talk to me anymore because of what I said.
Yeah.
But I'm like, that's also part of love. You know, that's hard for me.
Yeah. Where you forgive.
Yeah. Or just like accepting love. Yeah, like, because it's like a part of me is like, why am I going to let love in if it's just going to be this painful? You know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. Do you still know this uncle?
Or? I do. Yeah. Our family is like so broken, dude.
Yeah.
Because last year I just decided like I finally opened up about a lot of things.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's hard. I think abuse when it deals with family.
Yeah. Like, and sometimes it's like cultural too, where it's kind of like, oh, this happens all the time.
Well, that's what I learned. Like my mom really loves me because she's always been on my side.
Yeah.
She's like never doubted me and she's always like, she's like, I don't care about them. Like my daughter is my daughter, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's love. That's like really powerful because not a lot of people are in my shoes. You know, not a lot of people get believed. A lot of people don't believe them and your family will turn against you.
Yeah, that sucks. But yeah, I'm really proud of you opening up.
Thank you.
You there said deflection. That's the tone.
Thank you.
I know when people deflect.
No, it's hard.
It's hard to accept it, right? It's it's nothing, you know.
You know what's hard is that when I open up about my abuse and people tell me about theirs, like just hearing people go through the same thing and that their family isn't like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or that I'm the first person they ever told. Like that hurts me so much. Or that they're like have addictive qualities or they're self-destructing and it's like I see it and I understand and it's so hard for me because it's like I realize how lucky I am.
Yeah.
My family is just loving.
Yeah.
And some people don't have that.
Yeah. A lot of people have opened up to me too for the pod just by listening, just like acquaintances and just, you know, some listeners that I've talked to on like IDM. And I'm like, damn, that sucks. But I'm here for you. And just by us speaking about it, about our own struggles and me just hearing about theirs, it's just kind of like, oh, okay, everybody's fucked. Like, we're all in this together, guys. We're not going to leave you behind. And I don't know. It's just like just expressing all this and hearing it from somebody.
Makes you feel like you're not alone.
Yeah, it makes it feel. And that's honestly for me, like why I want to keep doing this. And I think why people keep listening.
Yeah.
It's like it's helped people.
That was my intention because I think a lot of the things that I do or spaces that I create or I'm just like I felt so alone for so long when I was little.
Yeah.
And like just the act of keeping so much in and like silence.
Yeah.
I think silence.
I'm done with that.
Yeah. That's what I said. I'm like, if I'm going to suffer, I'm not going to suffer in silence.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to. My new thing is oversharing on social media.
It really is,
bro. Fucking overshare so much now because I'm not going to shut the fuck up about this because like for so long, like I was even scared to ask questions in school. I was scared to do anything.
We're gonna take a short pause to cry.
We're gonna, I'll tell you why I overshare in a bit. It's gonna be an interlude.
Cry break.
In a world where mental health problems are used as common tropes in various forms of storytelling, therapist Ryan Engelstad and executive producer Mike Graham try to determine what lines up with real life and what is just exaggerated fantasy. Listen as we delve into the fantastical tales told about mental health in books, movies, and television.
Fantasy.
This is Pop Psych 101.
What were we talking about?
All right. Hi, welcome back to the show.
That was so serious. Oh my God. Stop.
Hi. Okay, let me get my NPR voice. Hi, welcome back to Boys Do Crack. This is why I'll never work at NPR.
I want to work there, low-key.
Well, you have this to show them if you want to.
I know. They're gonna be like, damn, girl.
Damn, you really did that. But yeah, well, what we're talking about is why I overshare on social media.
Oh, yeah.
It's because because my parents used to tell me, like, you know, well, this is just like Filipino culture where you can't talk back. You can't really be open. So it's more like the whole thing about children should be seen, not heard and shit. And that kind of applied for the entirety of my life where I just had to do stuff. I couldn't say what I want or like ask questions. I can't ask questions of authority. So now I'm questioning everything, even existence. But like,
sorry for the loud laugh.
I don't want to shut up anymore. I've shut myself up so long that now I'm like, I'm just going to not shut up ever, especially about mental health. Like my mental health, like I could have died. I could be dead by now, guys. I'm going to be real. This summer was rough. Contemplated suicide so much. Like it was so close, but thank God I'm lazy. I'm just kidding. But thank God I had friends, honestly, for reals, like finished that same, but like, and the people who reached out and were like read their, like, they're writing about their thoughts, like that resonated with me. And if I could do that to somebody else just by like social media, you know, that's good enough for me. Like, and social media, and my view of social media is that I fucking hate social media, but if I'm going to use it, I might as well use it for good, some sort of good, you know, like I don't want to spread hate on social media. I want to spread love on social media because like social media is just a reflection of the human race. And usually it reflects the shittiest one. The shittiest, like, so visceral, lizard brain-like reaction. And if we could kind of, as like Kanye said, spread love on it.
Oh my God, Kanye.
If Kanye West said, spread love on it, then good. And maybe that's just...
I think...
yeah, I don't know.
That's why also I like... I'm more open, I would say. When I think of, like, my life and, like, the moments where I was, like, the most lost, like, my junior year of college. And, like, I was, like, I don't know what the fuck was going on, honestly. Homegirl did not know what the fuck was going on. She didn't know she was in pain.
Yeah.
She didn't know she was being self-destructive.
Yeah.
But I remember just doing my homework, like, my chem homework, and just listening to Maya Angelou. And when she said that she was raped when she was, like, I think 6 or 7.
Yeah.
And how she didn't talk for, like, years and, like.
Yeah.
Just like listening to her story, like made me feel like,
yeah,
maybe I can be somebody. You
exactly.
Know? Like you maybe can, my life doesn't have to be what it is.
It's not defined by that.
Yeah.
What happened to you.
She literally just like made me, like her story just made me feel less alone. And even last year, like when I would like, when I came back and I was like starting over and I didn't know anybody here and I just had to deal with like all that pain, like I would just listen to TED Talks or Oprah, you know, people that shared their stories and how they overcame. And like that made me feel like I could do it too.
Yeah.
And it made me feel like I wasn't alone. And I think that's why like it's important to be open because it's like the truth liberates, honestly.
Yeah. It sets you free. And this is why you should never like stop talking about it. Mm-hmm. And this is why we started it anyways, because like season one, Anthony Bourdain. Or, like, just, he was a trigger, but, like, if we stop now, then we kind of, like, did a disservice. Mm. And I'm reading right now this book called Stay, Philosophies, or History of Suicide and Philosophies Against It. Because in reality, I kind of, from my perspective, I kind of want to start Boys just so, you know, no one else would die by suicide. And, I mean... I'm reading the book because obviously I have suicidal thoughts most every day. Mm. But like that argument that I used to think that I would lose all the time is like getting better. Like I'm winning more of the arguments in my head or like it's not as bad where it's like, you know, if I just die, I can't help other people. I'll be like, there'll be so much loss, you know. I'll be kind of disregarding everybody else. And I'm not saying that's like, oh, the person comes is selfish. No, it's not like that. It's like, you have to kind of consider that you can be a force for good in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not as worthless as you think you are. Like, you are. Like, for example, if I died, this pod would fucking... Everything I said on this pod would be dishonest.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not gonna fucking... I don't want to be a dishonest person. So I guess I gotta keep living. I gotta live out what I fucking say.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay. So... I mean, that's the argument I'm telling that fucker in my head right now. It's like, I'm not going to listen to you.
I think that's doing that. Interesting. Because I don't have like a constant chatter in my head that's kill yourself.
Really?
It's not.
Oh, it's constant for me.
Yeah, it's not like that. And I think I'm very lucky in that too.
Yeah.
I think my thing is just like, sometimes it just hurts so much.
Yeah, you know? That's also bad too. Because like, sometimes it hurts so much that obviously the thing that you're your mind jumps to is suicide. And I'm like, that's... And, like, we're not always in the right headspace when people that do die by suicide, they're not in the right headspace. And I do believe that it's 100% preventable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I'm getting into the philosophy of, like... And I'm reading the philosophy of, like, suicide. And it's like, we have autonomy of, like, you could do whatever you want to your body, including suicide. But I'm like... Can you though? I don't want to advocate for that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm going to take the stance of you should not do that.
I think life is a gift, honestly.
It really is.
I think it's very, it can be very beautiful.
Yeah.
It's just like.
And I feel like.
You have to try.
You have to try. And like, you could leave the world. You need to strive to leave the world better than you were born into it. You didn't have a choice, but you do have a choice to. You didn't have a choice to get born into it, but you do have a choice to leave it better than. You found it, you know.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm trying to do with this pod. Let's spread some love, guys.
You know, one of the things too, like when I was leaving Long Beach and all my friends were like, I was saying goodbye, and like one after the other was kind of like thanking me, and it was just like very profound and like
they're thanking you.
Yeah, and like crying. I didn't understand it then.
Oh, okay.
But it's like, I don't know. Like, I didn't understand like the love that I give and the impact it has on people.
Yeah.
I didn't see myself.
Yeah.
And that was like now that I think back of it, I'm like, dude, I just loved people. Like, even here, I like love people. I just don't realize I do. I don't say it, but I'll do it through like action or other things.
Yeah. That's like back to the topic of like receiving love.
Mm-hmm.
I say in the, I said earlier that I do give love, but sometimes it's so hard to like, to even see that I do that. Because sometimes when you do one bad thing, kind of just topples the entire, kind of like poisons the well of your whole, like, yeah, I have like an existential, well, I did one bad thing and I'm just a piece of shit. And like all the good things I've done are now invalid. And I know that's not true, but it's very hard for me. And that ties in back into the anger where like my parents would fucking overreact to one mistake I did, even though I've done everything else correctly, you know. And I've internalized that, and I found a pattern where it's like, why I am so hard on myself, like why I'm so unkind to myself, you know. Like we talk about being kind to others, but Being kind to yourself.
You can't be kind to others unless you really are kind to yourself.
Yeah, it's hard. And it's like...
I think that reminds me of, like, I think our first episode when we were like... I think we talked about like... We don't know how to deal with like hurting people or being wrong or doing something wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's like... Literally, it's like... I think when your brain was developing and all that traumatic shit was happening, like... Yeah. It was so much.
So much. And now you have the autonomy to kind of like do whatever.
Yeah.
It sucks. And like, this actually makes it more even, because some people always like, how could like a 5-year-old or 6-year-old or like a kid wanna die by suicide? I'm like, it's really not that hard to imagine. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, school's stressful. You have all these expectations for you. And like, it sucks. We need to get a high schooler on this pod. Like, hey, how's
a high schooler?
How the fuck is high school now? I'm like, because I feel like it's as stressful or not, or maybe even more than ever. Because, yeah, I don't know.
You know what I'm learning too? Like, love sometimes is boundaries and saying no.
Yeah, definitely.
And I, well, I did not know how to say
that. That's more like self-kindness too. That kind of goes back to like kindness to yourself.
Yeah. Because I think when I was in Long Beach too, like my friend group was like falling apart. And like I wasn't even like happy with some of the people. Like they, I didn't really consider them friends that much anymore. Like I didn't know how to tell them, like, you make me feel alone. And like there was all this bickering and I was trying to be like peacemaker and I didn't know how to like let go.
You really have to take a stand at one point. Mm-hmm. Or don't do the shitty thing and just kind of ghosting them.
And ghost people. No, I didn't
ghost people. Ghost people are just... and hate getting ghosted or I don't understand people who ghost people that have been ghosted, so they know they're
because
my best friend has in the past did that to me and I'm like, why? I thought we were friends. I mean, if you really like me as a friend, if you're my friend, if you claim to be your friend, if you claim to be my friend, you have to be open to me even if I'm shitty. Like, tell me I'm shitty to my face, or don't just ignore it. You know, that's kind of like love for, you know, if I see somebody being a shithead, I'll be like, I'm going to tell him he's a shithead in like a kind way. Mm-hmm. Like, for example, I have a friend that like, I don't agree with one thing he did. And I'm like, hey, I'm just saying that you need to not do that because that kind of harms other people or like hurts other people. And you could disagree with me, but I am saying this as a kindness to myself and hopefully to you, because I want you to be a better person. You just don't ignore it, and then like they just, you know, fucking they continue their lives being a shithead. So you need to tell people they're wrong. I know it's hard too, but I don't understand why it's so hard for, especially your friend. Oh, sometimes it is harder for your when it's your friend and you don't want to hurt them, and you think that by saying what they're doing wrong will hurt them, but like we said, pain is necessary.
I think I just didn't know how to deal with conflict back then. Now I'm a little better at it, but
yeah, we all grow, and yeah, growth requires pain.
It does,
and that's nobody likes that, so nobody does the work.
Nah, dude. Also, I learned my biggest trigger is like hurting the people I love or doing something wrong. Because I also thought about it like one like Christmas, I was in Mexico with my family, and we got into a fight with my aunt, and she just like told me like, you don't understand, like. Something about, what'd she say? Just being ungrateful and, like, all the things she did for me. And, like, it was just a huge fight, blown way out of proportion, out of other things. And then my grandma cried at one point because my cousin made her cry. Damn. But, like, I remember just feeling so guilty, like I did something wrong. And I remember being in the bathroom, like, crying. And, like, I wanted to die. And I remember the next day, like, I literally sat there and I was, like, I wanted to kill myself because I couldn't handle that feeling of hurting someone.
Yeah.
That I, like, so hard. Of doing something to somebody that I loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it all comes down back to being kind to yourself.
Because
then you're more kind of forgiving of others, but at the same time there's that balancing act of like you can't let other people push you around. And I don't want to, I think we need to unbind the being a pushover and being kind. Those are not the same thing. Those are not, definitely not the same thing. You could be kind and be not a pushover.
So I've been learning that, like, now I tell people like, that's my boundary, like I can't right now. Like, no.
Or like tell somebody that they're wrong and like, hey, that was wrong. And I'm just doing that as a kindness to myself to say that you crossed the line or I don't think that's okay.
Yeah.
And we're all learning here. And but, you know, you got to keep being kind to yourself and others at the same time is kind of hard sometimes. And I still am learning how that works. You know, like I'm right now, the biggest lesson I'm trying to learn is how do I be angry? How do I express anger, man?
Working out.
Yeah, or just like, you know what I like doing sometimes?
What?
I like putting on Kanye's Yeezus.
And
I
put screaming in the bathroom?
Yeah. Oh, no, that's my pump up.
Oh.
I put New Slaves on and then I just scream. Or I play Death Grips. Have you ever listened to Death Grips? Death Grips is super good to kind of just sing along to.
I was frustrated the other day and because I used to play lacrosse and I just went like to the park and I just threw it.
Yeah, you need.
And that's like great.
You need like a physical outlet. Exertion. Of that like emotion.
Yeah.
And I think also making art. like making art is,
you know what, all the promos that I did, I was sad, and that's where they came from. Yeah,
and you're kind of trying to like express that, and like once you're done with the thing, you're like, oh, that felt good. Mm. Like that's why I've been more active on my like social media. Mm. Or my Instagram. For the longest time, I didn't want to make anything. Now I'm like, oh, I need to get this out somehow. And I don't really give a shit what it looks like at this point. Like now I'm like, just make something.
Yeah.
Because this shit's not going to stop coming.
I'm surprised because I was never like, I never did anything like really creative. And like this year, I'm just like, I'm surprised I can design shit. I don't know. I could do that. I guess that's a thing.
You do. Yeah. You just need to learn how to tell your body what your mind is trying to figure out. Mm. Like that's the hardest part.
Yeah.
Like I've been trying to get into more painting. Well, not like
that's,
actual painting.
That's so much like work to learn. No, I'm not even gonna bother.
Not real painting. I do it on Photoshop.
Okay.
So it takes out all the mess, and I could experiment more.
Yeah.
So you know, you have a Surface too, right? So you could.
I do.
You have the pen.
I do.
Yeah. Go on Photoshop. Get the brush tool and then, like, just fuck around.
Just fuck around.
And that's what I did. I'm like, that's, if you look at my Instagram, I've been like doing more painty shit, like more physical looking them, and I'm like, I don't care how, if this is bad or good. I just care that I like it.
Mm.
And I'm like, I mean, this is what we do with the pod. I'm like, I don't care if this is good or bad.
I just need to express myself.
I need to express this.
Go of this shit.
Yeah, in some fashion.
Yeah.
Like, I need this out of my system. Yeah. Yeah.
So what would you say? What is love to you?
Oh, fuck. Are we going to, like, do this at the end of season? The definition of love change for you?
Maybe.
Love for me is just, I should have read Bell Hooks again. I had notes, but
just like
on a visceral,
when you feel love,
love is just being accepting others and being accepted. That feeling of being just accepted, that you're there, that you're okay, that you're being, you're a human being, you're just being, and you're not, you're just there.
Mm.
And it just feels good. And there's like no, yeah, you're just there.
Mm.
Like you're enjoying other people's presence. And like, yeah, I think that's what love is. It's, you know, when you kind of could just kind of breathe out and like, and you don't feel that like your lungs are like contracting. You kind of just like breathe freely.
Mm.
That's like love.
I feel that. Yeah. I think that's like, for me too. It's just like, being at ease.
Whoo. Yeah, you're like, you don't have to try.
Yeah, that's exactly. Yeah, I think that's what love is to me too. Like kindness, and just like feeling seen and feeling heard.
Yeah.
And just like feeling understood.
Dude, like, yeah, just being kind to people is dope. Mm-hmm. I've been doing that a lot more this year. Like, just being kind to random people. Like, it's kind of bad because I'm running out of money, but I know that. That's gonna come back to me. I know that in some fashion, it's gonna come back, and I'm not like expecting kindness from certain people. I'm just gonna. I know the universe got my back.
I think I'm learning like never regret any act of kindness.
Yeah, exactly.
Like never. It's never. Always. I don't know. Just never regret it, even if those people aren't in your life anymore. Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I don't regret like giving love. You know. Like
yeah.
Don't ever regret like giving away your love to people that kind of fuck you over later. See, here's the anger coming out, guys. I don't know where it's, I don't know how to solve it, but yeah, I think you just need to let go of it and it'll come back, I guess, like a boomerang.
Yeah. I think love is like, if you think about it in plants, it's just like watering something and just,
yeah, it's gonna for grow.
Just because you love it, you're like, I want to see you grow. I don't want to own you or possess you.
Yeah.
I just want to see you grow
because
I love you.
I have so many plants after this, after season one. I have like three in my house.
I planted, though. I'm like working in gardens. You know the plant drive that I'm doing? I'm like, dude, I always do shit like, because I'm like, huh, I want to do this for this person. Like, I think it'll be great. But there's always these unintended consequences.
What,
like,
are the unintended consequences?
All the people that have helped me, like the, when we donated all the aloe, like there was like 8 people that came out to help.
Yeah.
And I'm like, people really believe in me like that.
Yeah.
People really out here supporting me. Like, that's love.
Yeah.
And then also, like, just doing all that shit helped me, like, process all this, like, difficult things that I'm, like, going through. Like, I've been able to cry because of gardening.
Aww.
And I'm like, it turned out was right. You should garden more. But just, like, all that and, like, the people that I don't know, just, like, it's shown me, like, who's really there for me and who really believes in me. And yeah, dude, all these plants have like helped me.
Yeah, guys, get some plants. Yeah, no, the plant drive was like super dope. And I saw the pictures. Like, it sucks I couldn't be there.
Yeah.
Forgot what.
We're going to go next week, I think, again.
Again?
To somebody else's like garden.
Oh, shit. I got to go. Oh, yeah. If you guys want to donate, we're still doing that promotion.
Yeah.
It's a promotion.
They donated a bunch of wood, too. Like, I'm going to go sand it down after this.
Oh, shit. Yeah. The promo, all the things that we earn on Anchor, go to, everything we earn here from August to October, at the end of October, that's all going to go to Adriana's gardeners, young gardeners, from the juvenile campus.
Juvenile Justice Campus.
Juvenile Justice Campus. So, if you haven't listened to episode 11, listen to it because it's dope. Like that's like I don't want to. That's like one of my favorite episodes. It's because like we've done so much for this. Like we actually legit did something good for some group of people that I don't even know who they are.
I know.
Like, and also you told me they're juveniles. Why would I help them? But no, I'm like, I'm glad.
That's love.
That's love. And I want them to get better. I want them to have a better
life. Like, we're probably never going to meet them. But
I'm never going to meet them. But I hope that, you know, that symbol, like our love, like they feel it.
Yeah. Also, I was left with like 20 plants. They're still in my house. But
anyone want some plants?
No, the first day, I literally freaked the fuck out.
Really?
I was like, I can't take care of this. Oh my God, I'm in charge of so much life. I'm like, they're so tender. They're so delicate. Oh my God. And I almost crying. I was like, someone take it from me. I can't do this. And that taught me something. I was like, I don't know. I was afraid of this, but. And they're okay. They're alive. They're actually like growing little babies. Aww. I'm like, man.
Yeah, it's so if you guys want to show love, boysdocry.com and press that support button or go to anchor.fm/support or no, boysdocry/support. It's all in the doobly doo in the description.
But I'm like, it helps because I've been doing it. And I'm like, bruh,
yeah,
my grandma was onto some shit. My family be knowing this shit. I just don't pay attention.
Yeah. Oh, I guess we should update on some of the things that we've been going on. Oh, obviously, I'm bipolar. Bipolar 2 disorder, baby. So I'm a huge bipolar advocate now, representing all type 2 bipolar people. Mm-hmm. Also, I moved out. So I'm now not at my parents' house. Mm-hmm. I'm now a mile away from my parents' house.
Just close enough, just
close
in case.
Close enough to go to dinner in 5 minutes, but far enough that I have my own space. So maybe one day we'll record the pod there. But yeah, we're growing and I hope we continue growing.
I found out I'm gonna move back to Long Beach.
Yeah, guys, she's leaving the pod. I'm just kidding. She's not leaving. We should probably end this while your camera's gone, but
yeah
so you're moving back to Long Beach, but
yeah,
that's not the end, guys. I don't even know why we're saying this in the very first episode, but it's not going to end. That's, you know.
We're going to be multi-city.
Multi-city, but that's...
LA's coming.
That's season 3, so that's in the horizon. But just so you know,
I am scared.
We're already thinking about it, and, you know, that's good because growth needs scariness.
Yeah.
Growth is scary and painful. I mean, painful in a way that there's struggle. Uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable, but... Yeah, so that's episode 1, I guess.
Yeah. Any words?
Final words? Be kind to other people. Be kind to yourself, especially.
Yeah.
Go to therapy. Take your meds. That's it.
Work in a garden. Cry.
Yeah, cry. Work in a garden.
Join me and cry with me.
We'll have a live stream crying.
Of me crying and like low key, like I'm not even joking. Like I've been crying a lot because of that.
I've been crying in meditation, like usual.
Yeah, I think this has helped me process things.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's nice. Dipna voice. Dipna is my art professor. But anyways, what was it? Yeah, if you want to support the pod, go to anchor.fm/boysdocry/support. Support the pod. You could donate as 99 cents if you really love us. please
donate to my rent. I'm gonna live in Long Beach. Yeah. I'm gonna be poor. Yeah,
please donate to us because we're gonna.
I'm gonna be hella poor.
I'm also paying rent, so we're like splitting all the money. So we need money.
Yeah, come on, guys. Yeah, just kidding. I'm cool with that.
Yeah, we're cool. We have jobs. We're doing our job.
Yeah.
But yeah, so donate and we'll donate that to Adriana for August, October, season 2. We have a lot of cool guests lined up. Mm-hmm. We're very excited. I'm very excited. You have no idea, guys. I'm like, this season, better than the last season. Already calling it.
I mean, I'm just like amazed we made it to season 2.
Yeah, because I expected it to die.
Yeah.
Damn, it's crazy that we just kind of did this on a whim. And now we have like a brand and we have people that know us from all over the world.
I know.
And I don't want to disappoint you guys, so we don't want to disappoint. So we're going to do our best for y'all.
Yeah, that's my theme this season. Just do your best and foundations.
Do your best. Oh, yeah, merch coming soon, I think. Mm. So all these foundations are all... Yeah, we're just all doing it for you guys. For y'all. Yeah. For all the boys out there.
For all the sad boys.
For all the sad boys.
For all the boys that do cry.
For all the boys I've loved. Or what was that movie? For all the boys I've loved. to all the boys I love. Still haven't seen it, guys. Sorry. I don't have Netflix anymore because I'm poor. But yeah, we'll see you on episode 2. We have guests. What's her name?
Justice Snow.
Talking about spirituality
and God. I mean foundations, you know.
Foundations. We gotta go from the beginning. All right, I think that's gonna be it. It feels good, guys. It feels good talking to you guys again. And I miss you guys. I miss y'all. I miss talking to Paulina in this session. I mean, it's only been like 2 weeks in our time, but it'll be like a month for y'all. But yeah, I miss you guys. Never cried and cried until you can't cry. Thank you for listening. Like, why am I alive? What's the purpose of life? Thank you.